Kia ora, I'm Andrew Whiteside. Monkeypox is a highly contagious disease that is making its way around the world and is now spreading in the gay community in New Zealand. Health authorities in this country have announced that the Jynneos vaccine will be available in New Zealand from December. To talk about that and how to stay safe is Joe Ritt, Chief Executive of the Burnett Foundation Aotearoa. Just a few notes before beginning. This is an adult discussion which refers to some body parts. It was recorded via phone, so there is occasional distortion in the recording, and it was also recorded on the 12th of October, so case numbers discussed may well vary by the time you listen to it. Here now is the interview. Joe Ritt, nice to talk to you today. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andrew.
That's very good. So we're here to talk a little bit about monkeypox. So Te Whatu Ora, the Health New Zealand, has announced there will be a vaccine available in December. That's still a few weeks away. Is that concerning for you?
Yeah, it is concerning, although not surprising. We always knew that we wouldn't be able to get access until December. So while it would be ideal to have that to help control the outbreak, there's still plenty we can be doing right now. You know, obviously we heard the news today that there's more community spread. I know that'll be causing quite a bit of anxiety for people out there. So the most important thing people can really do at the moment is recognize symptoms. So the key symptoms really, you know, for gay and bisexual men, any spots or skin changes in the genital area or around the arse, it's really important to go get tested if you've got those symptoms at a sexual health clinic. And they've now announced that monkeypox testing is free at all GPs as well, so you won't be getting charged if you go to a GP for testing. So that's the most important thing at the moment. It also shares some symptoms with common colds and flu, like fatigue, muscle aches, swollen lymph nodes and fever. So if you have any of those symptoms, obviously we would encourage you to not be hooking up with anyone anyway. It might not be monkeypox, but you wouldn't want to be passing on a flu or something like that. But particularly if you've got those spots in the genital area, don't hook up and get tested. In general, for people, you know, if you don't have symptoms, the advice at the moment is to just make sure you can keep contact details of all of your sexual partners, just in case, you know, you or they subsequently test positive for monkeypox. It makes it much easier for contact tracing. And the other advice at the moment, we know, you know, a lot of people are anxious, is we're not saying don't hook up. You know, sex is a natural and enjoyable part of life, but there are things that people can do to slow the spread until we get that vaccine in December. So perhaps, you know, picking one or two regular partners or fuck buddies instead of casual partners, or if people do keep hooking up with casual partners, perhaps just space them out a bit more. So, you know, allow a couple of weeks after each partner for symptoms to present if you do end up with monkeypox, and that gives you time to notice that you've got to get tested and be able to contact trace.
I just wanted to clarify, though, it's not just sexually transmitted, though, monkeypox, is it?
It's not, but for the vast, vast majority of cases, it is being. So there's sort of this debate about whether it gets classified as an STI or sexually transmitted infection or not. For us, that debate's done here, certainly behaving like an STI. The vast majority, you know, 90-95% of people getting it are men who have sex with men, and 90% of them are getting it through the act of sex. And that's showing up in where the spots themselves are actually presenting. It is possible that, you know, clothing, bedding that's been in touch with any of the lesions, you can pass it on. But the key message is, while it can be passed other ways, it really is primarily being passed through sex.
So what do we know in terms of community transmission? What are the numbers that people are talking about at the moment?
So we had, I believe it was 2 or 4 last week, and just today they've announced another 7 in Auckland and 2 in Wellington.
So these are people who have caught it within the community. It's not people who've returned overseas.
That's correct. Yep, that's right.
Have those cases been in the LGBT community?
Yes, there's. We have no information to indicate that it's outside of the group that we've been focusing on, which is men who've sex with men.
I know that some of the rollout details of the vaccine have not been fully clarified. Will there be a cost to have the vaccine, or will it be free?
That hasn't been clarified to us, but we would expect it to be free. To us, that would be a no-brainer for equity and access. Yep.
And do you think there would be a priority or for men who have sex with men?
Yes, that we'll be strongly advocating for that. I know those discussions are currently happening around eligibility criteria, because it will be a very small number that we get in December, and they will need to prioritise it to those who need it most, and those who need it most are the people getting monkeypox, which is men who have sex with men.
Have there been any projections about how many cases health authorities expect to have over, say, the next 6 months?
No, I haven't seen projections, but it is really hard to know. It sort of does seem to be tracking down in other parts of the world. Now, some of those jurisdictions have had access to the vaccine, some of them haven't. So it's not all reliant on the vaccine, as long as we can do a good job of, you know, testing and contact tracing. Yeah, but yeah, no, I haven't seen any modelling.
You folks at the foundation have a lot of connections to the community. Do you get a sense that there's anxiety in the LGBT community about this, and people are taking it seriously?
You know, I think it's a mixed bag. Some people we've spoken to haven't really heard of monkeypox yet. So, you know, we know that there's still a thing there, that not everyone's sort of closely connected to the the spaces where we might communicate online or even watch the news. So there's still work to be done there. But among those that are aware, there is anxiety, there is caution and not wanting, people wanting to avoid it, which is great, you know. We know people are taking steps, whether that's reducing sexual partners or changing their behaviour. But I guess my message would be, it is important to be to take it seriously, but it's, you know, don't allow the anxiety to get too high. It is a treatable infection, and everyone, you know, the vast majority of people will recover within a few weeks. You know, there is discomfort, but it is a self-limiting infection in that regard.
Final thing, Joe, always when there is an illness or a disease related to sexual activity, some people feel shame, guilt about it. What would you say to anyone who's listening right now about that?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that, and we know some people are feeling, you know, they might have seen the comments on Facebook, and there's some pretty nasty stuff out there. I guess my two messages would be, one, it can feel squeamish for some people talking about sex and sexual health in public, particularly for gay and bisexual men, but we have to acknowledge this is the group that's most affected, and they have to have the right to know how to stay safe and what to do if they have the symptoms. That would be the first message. In terms of stigma and shame that might be out there, I guess, you know, we just need to recognise it's important that we talk about this, so that gay and bisexual men know the symptoms to be aware of, and how to access testing and treatment and support. You know, the important thing is that we just support each other as a community, because, you know, the people that are getting tested and getting diagnosed with monkeypox are doing the right thing. So nobody should feel any shame about that. And, the more that people do that, the more chance we have of getting this under control.
And it's a virus, just like the common cold. There's nothing to be ashamed of with the common cold. So, you know, exactly. We're all adults. Exactly. Let's go out there and try and nip this thing in the bud.
That's right.
That was Joe Rich from the Burnett Foundation Aotearoa. Now, on my website, you'll find plenty of interviews, reviews, and lots of my opinion. I cover the arts and entertainment industry and the LGBTQ communities. All of that on andrewwhiteside.com. While there, you can sign up for my regular newsletters. And if you want to support my journalism, you can do so by buying me a coffee. Links to that also on the website. I am Andrew Whiteside. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you soon.